Wednesday morning, time once again to check in with Kimberly Eckert from Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to have you here again. Of course, eckertcenter.com. You can find out about Kimberly and her team and book an appointment. But every week we check in with Kimberly to talk about a great topic, actually through the month of June, an awesome topic. Three powerful words. I am sorry. It's nine essential ingredients of a true apology. Kimberly, yes, sometimes we think we're apologizing, but maybe not so much.
Exactly. So today we're going to talk about rule number 3, 4, and 5.
Okay.
So here's rule 3. A true apology does not overdo it. It stays focused on acknowledging the feelings of the party that is hurt without overshadowing them with your own pain and remorse.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. So not, oh my God, oh, I beg you to forgive me. I know I'm terrible what I did, because now what you're doing is like, okay, how do I take care of her, or how do I make this end, because this is super awkward.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good point. I like that. Number three. Okay, number four.
A true apology doesn't get caught up in who's to blame or who started it. So, Mike, even though you usually are probably only 14% to blame, right?
Yeah. Oh, not even that much. No.
And it's the other person who provoked you.
Always.
Well, the reality is, it still isn't helpful to say, well, you know, I didn't start it, so I shouldn't apologize. No, a true apology says, I'm sorry for my part in this.
Good point. You know, yeah, regardless of percentage, there's probably a little bit of fault there that lies with both people for something to escalate.
Absolutely. And then rule number 5, a true apology needs to be backed by corrective action. So if your sister says, hey, I've paid for the last few dinners, and you apologize, well, you also have to say, and I'll pay for the next one.
Oh, that makes sense.
So again, if you want to learn more about the rules of a true apology, Harriet Lerner is the author of the book, and she has spent her career studying apologies, and it's called Why Won't You Apologize? Healing Big Betrayals and Everyday Hurts.
Okay, some good information. We'll continue with the rest of the rules for a true apology throughout the month of June every Wednesday. And with that, every Wednesday, your chance to win a consultation at Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Kimberly, we'll go with caller number who today?
5.
Caller number 5 right now at 403-276-8888. Kimberly, you should also mention, of course, with the pandemic, you've taken some initiatives at your center.
That's right. So the reality is we're essential service, so people can come in person or they can still stay with online video sessions. If they come in person, we're all set up for physical distance and hand sanitization centers. So again, people are welcome to come in, but they can continue with video sessions.
Okay, much appreciated. EckertCenter.com. And of course, don't forget to call for that chance at the consultation right now, 403-276-8888. Thanks again, Kimberly.
Thanks, Mike.